Workplace Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Looking forward to the countdown.
The countdown. And we are here on the Christine Liu Show. And I'm just repeating for the last time that we had two tremendous segments, but three tremendous guests. And the, you know, you have to, you know, the medical facilities that are available through us with David are tremendous. And Karen's organization for helping with for alcoholism is also. But what you don't pay attention to, and people never pay attention to, how many people are impacted by alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And in the United States, I actually think it's a high number, but they're saying it's up to 20% of the men in America are alcoholics, and 10% of the women are alcoholics. Wow. So that means I don't drink. So Ryan's the alcoholic in this room. And we got to pick one of you. So out of you three, you got to pick one. But unbelievable, 20%
wow.
of the men in America are alcoholics.
That's a substantial
I got
number.
You tricked on that one.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, because the percent thing just, I think, just really is, it's really early
it's
for
20,
math.
What I did about the 20 this time, it's 20 weeks instead of doing the days.
Ah,
I couldn't find anything good for the days.
All right, okay.
So it's not perfect because it's 20.2.
I was waiting and I
so
came
20%
weeks. Where was, so we're.
Because we're coming into the halfway mark.
Oh, we're approaching.
Oh, but okay.
I couldn't find
so we're going
good
forward
for
at
the,
this point.
As
you
gave me.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So I had to work it around.
All right, okay.
But anyway, that's still a staggering number.
Yeah, that's really.
Up to 20% of the men are alcoholics. Now, yeah. I don't know what level of, you know, what they're
yeah,
talking
well,
about.
I think, you know,
fall
the bottom line
the
is because there
day.
Is a different, you know, it's, I mean, you know, I've certainly, you know, in my family, we've certainly had, you know, family members with issues and stuff. And, you know, it is, it's different degrees. And that's the thing, too. You know, there's
right.
people that, you know, are completely debilitated, or there's the functional, in quotes, you know, alcohol who, you know, goes to work every day but still has a problem, you know, so
right,
you don't
right,
really.
Right, right.
And when you put dementia with it or Alzheimer's and it's there, it loses something along
on
the way.
On top of the alcoholism or separate?
No, it can all be part of it.
Yeah. Oh, all be part. I'm sorry.
All be part
okay.
of it. And then it
yeah, well, you
just
notice,
gets
too, at the
hand.
End of the day, like,
yeah.
let's remember, I mean, alcoholism
right
is
you
a
can't
depressive.
Put dementia because that means they forgot they drank in the first
yeah.
place.
Correct.
And
so
then
that's correct. No, that is correct.
It's
and that's
test.
What happens is there's more and more of it.
But, you know, even with Lycan, which I always think is so important to have these organizations on, because you don't think necessarily, oh, a senior, you're not really associating that with like addiction.
Right.
But that's
right.
really a humongous thing, because you're thinking these are the people that are being prescribed all this medication, and these things are so highly addictive. And you know, you're a lot of people, and this is everyone just takes the doctor's word for the doctor's word half the time. So it's, oh, well, I got it prescribed it, so I'm just gonna take it, and you're not really questioning it, you know, and then it so easily can turn into a severe addiction.
What Steve said, and we're not talking about any firm whatsoever, but I know what happens. You get the pharmaceutical company that goes
mm-hmm.
to the doctor
right.
and says, and they can monitor prescriptions mm-hmm. or scripts, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I give out 20 a week for oxycodone, I'm getting a bonus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the people are getting hooked, and everybody doesn't need oxycodone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, and some people realize it immediately. I don't know if anybody, I've taken it in the past and I've taken it recently. You know it. Within five minutes, your head is gone. So your pain is not gone, you don't know you have pain.
Right.
So what's that? Now, my partner at work, Peter, he hates the feeling.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue with the feeling.
Yeah.
You know, I don't
yeah.
have a problem with it. But it really is something that can be addictive.
Yeah.
And it's just a little pill, and you take it, twice a day.
No,
you
notice, too,
going.
And then on top of like that, you know, it's just the, and that's why I'm excited, you know, when Danielle Ezzo, the pharmacist, is when she comes on our show, you know, she also talks about drug interactions. Because, you know, you take half the time, if you're not upfront or know everything you're taking, I mean, so many different things
right.
could impact each other, and then it could be a whole issue. You know, so it's certainly something that it's important to be proactive you know, we're always preaching that here, how important it is to kind of be your own best advocate and have all these things, you know, written out so it's clear, because, you know, we're trying to avoid any
and
kind
and
of
it
issue.
Just drives home the point that living in a wellness mm-hmm. mode has some major benefits
Absolutely,
to it.
Right.
And although you may think the eat, drink, and marry, you know, you're being deprived, you're not. Mm-hmm. In the long run, you're missing out on mm-hmm. some of the things that perhaps can get out of hand if you don't live
right, if
well.
If you could find, you know, it's very hard. If you find peace in the now and enjoyment just mm-hmm. by hanging out with Christine on the show. Honestly, it's the truth. I, when I was in the hospital, I don't know, 2 months ago, they sent me home with 84 yeah. oxys.
No.
84. Now, my friend was in the hospital 2 years ago, and he died, unfortunately. He left the hospital with almost 300 pills.
Oh, my
and I'm
God.
Not even, he had a box as big as the bottle of water. And he said, what am I going? He wouldn't take them even because he was crazy. I mean, crazy meaning he
yeah,
didn't like that
yeah.
kind of stuff.
Right.
He didn't want it.
Right.
I had 84. They gave me 84. And I don't even know how they came up with 84. It's a weird number. They should have just given me 100.
Doesn't
have
anything to
do at that point. Let's just
you
round
sure
it off.
Doesn't have anything to do with Christina's birthday.
No.
I thought maybe
party the favors.
I wasn't sure.
No,
I don't want to be
good.
Caught
you're
twice
right.
in a show.
John, you should have used that.
I should have used that.
All right. Well, you know.
But I don't know.
How to put
true.
It.
No.
Right.
84. What kind of a number is 84?
Yeah.
But that's a lot.
That's crazy.
And so you wonder how, you know, some people are pushing the stuff. And you know. I still have most of them at home, but somebody else would have taken them.
Yeah.
And then you call up for more. And
no, like I said, things can spiral out of control really right. fast. But that's why it's important to really be aware and, you know, and that there are these organizations out there. And, you know, I mean, like you just heard their interview. They were so not even coming across judgy by any means.
No.
You know, and it was just like, you know, things happen. And before you know it, things can get like out of control. And it's certainly important to seek out help. And like, you know, these organizations, that's what they're there for.
And an important point is that they sent you home with 84.
Yeah.
In theory, you could sell it or move it to somebody else.
Oh, technically, yeah,
and
sure.
especially if you have financial concerns
mm-hmm.
and you can
Absolutely
make money,
right.
you find yourself a drug pusher. This
well,
is
like,
no
she
good.
She just turned you into like a Netflix like show.
I mean, you know, I think that's a sneaky way of saying you want to feel.
She just winked at John.
I mean,
she listened.
No. The point is, we have a program here about throwing out
yes,
drugs,
right.
and
Absolutely.
That's important.
Yeah.
Very important is that if you have those 84 and you're not going to use them, how do you dispose of them
On
so
the
that somebody else does?
No.
Right. Right.
No, but it's really, you know,
you give
that's
it.
Actually
or back to the pharmacy.
That's
the pharmacy
actually
takes
something
them back.
Really.
They do?
That's what I was told.
Oh, I was told
they don't reuse them.
They can't. They I know the doctor when he
yeah,
gave
Yeah, I mean,
me,
I could 100% say that you can go to any kind of police precinct
24/7.
And
yeah.
they will take it because at our stop programs we had to stop.
Which makes sense
because
people
taking them because it was, you know, they need to be in a controlled space because you know, you could be, in theory it was lovely that you could drop your pills off, but then you're dropping it off to a park, a whole
and
bunch of pills.
And some people didn't take them out of their containers.
Yes,
so
right.
So here you see oxycodone, and it's like,
yeah,
why am I going to put
right.
this in the bag? I put it in my
no,
pocket.
No, so you, I really advocate
correct,
you bring
correct.
It to your
correct.
Local,
yeah.
you bring it to
point.
Your local police
That's
precinct,
the
and yeah. they will adequately get rid of it.
And I don't have any other drugs like that, but with the different drugs I'm on,
mm-hmm.
and they keep changing them.
Yeah, well, you're on
right
so many
now,
medications.
And, they, and my drug company requires a 90-day prescription. I have 11 bottles of pills that I have to get rid of because after taking them for 2 or 3 days,
yeah.
they don't work.
Yeah.
My head's gone, oh, something's yeah. going wrong. So I call them up and say, this is not working. They switch it to this. Mm. So there's loads of pills to go in the garbage. I mean, I'm piling them up and I'll
yeah.
eventually take them to one of these,
yeah.
you know, not stop programs, police programs.
Yeah, so that's, but, it's just important, you know, and like, you know, that just shows you how just this one prescription could really segue
right.
into so many different areas of things. So it's certainly good to be educated and handle things the appropriate way.
That's the most important part of it.
But I also wonder, there are some spots in the HOT program, which Barbara Melman's Technology for the Terrified, she was on a couple of weeks ago. So there are some spots available for her latest one that's coming up on Monday, September 9th. It's Technology for the Terrified apps. And she will let you find out how to download apps from the App Store and Google Play, the Google Play Store on your smartphone. So she'll let you know where there are certain things because, you know, what's so great is that technology has largely become so easy that a lot of seniors, you know, if you could just hit a button, it could open your world to a whole bunch of different things. So Barbara is the go-to guru on this. So that will be on September 9th from 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at Clinton G. Martin Park. But like I said, you need to register for that. So call 869-6311 or just 311 from your landline. Another really great program that our nurse Kelly Steinman and Gail Sellis, who's one of our social workers, they're teaming up to go to Port Washington Library on September 26th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. to talk about healthcare proxies and, like, why do you need one?
Right.
You know, a lot of people, which it still blows your mind, do not have one, you know, so then these crises happen. You don't know.
Don't have wills.
I mean, it just creates such a host of problems, you know, and we had dealt with that. I remember with my grandpa, and we kept trying to explain to him, you know, you can choose these things.
Right,
so
right,
the
right.
power is currently in you. So it's not giving up control. It's your, you know, you're saying who you trust and want to be the person to advocate for you. Because it's really horrible. Everyone knows the situation when an emergency happens and you don't have someone and, you know, things can turn south very fast. So it's really important. They will tell you why it's important, and they have all the paperwork necessary for you to take home with you and think about who you'd like to designate for that. So I really think it's great. I love when our nurse and our social workers team up to do these presentations because they're that you could ask questions, and I think it's a great place for you also to hear what questions other people are asking too, because it might be something you didn't think of. So that is September 26th. From 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at Port Washington Library, which is a beautiful library. I recommend everyone checks that out because it's certainly...
Oh, the library.
Yeah.
Okay, it really is lovely, yeah.
That's what's really nice. A lot of our social workers and nurses are trying to do programs at different libraries, you
right.
know, based upon space, so that is certainly wonderful. We also have a couple of spots left in the Stepping On Fall Prevention Program, which, you know, speaking of wellness, this is such a great program. It's a 7-week series, and there's each program has a different guest speaker, which could be a physical therapist, a vision expert, a pharmacist, an expert on getting around your community. So that's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park, kicking off on Wednesday, September 25th from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., but you must register for that, too. For any of these things, please call.
There's no fees.
Completely
no
free.
No fees. These are totally free if you're in the town. If you become a member, you could be in the town, but you have to become a member.
No, and it's really proactive. You know, it's full, you know, every, as we all know, we said this earlier with this fall prevent, you know, it's so important because one fall could literally change your whole course of everything. You know, we all hear these horror stories all the time. You're also able to currently register for Project Independence exercise classes, which are totally free. The list goes on and on between Zumba, line dancing, yoga, fitness, Tai Chi, Total Fitness is one of our things. They're so popular. They're at all different locations. So please call to register for that as well.
What you've got to do, in my mind, call 311, tell them what you're looking for, or even tell them the time of day.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because if we're, let's say, Tuesday in the afternoons, we have Zumba. And on Mondays, we have whatever it is, karate. And they'll figure it out.
And next week we have on Go-Go Grandparent, which is like an Uber for seniors. And then we have Joe Sledge from the VA, who's going to talk about the VA Mission Act.
Perfect.
It should be a great show.
Okay, we're going into another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.